There's a pulse in the newborn sun, a beat in the heat of noon. There's a song as the day grows long, and the tempo in the tides of the moon. It's all around us and it's everywhere, and it's deeper than royal blue. And it feels so real.
Hey, it's Mike Greenberg from Mike and Mike. You're tuned into Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing today's show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic Friday. All right, it is a pleasure to bring in, we have a special guest on the Hardee's Hotline, former Georgia tailback Herschel Walker. Herschel will be speaking here at the Mountain Education Fund on Signal Mountain on September 5th. Herschel, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing fine, thanks. I got to start by opening, you know, we got tons of Bulldog fans here. I got to start with a couple of those. When you think about Georgia and the success they've had under Mark Richt, is it hard for you to believe that it's been a decade since they've won their last SEC with DJ Shockley in 05? It seems like they've been knocking on the door, but are you surprised that a decade has now gone since Georgia's last title?
Well, I am surprised by that. You know, I'm surprised by it, but at the same time, I can understand it because they have so much talent in college football today. And, you know, with Alabama being the force that it is, and some of the other schools now starting to pick up the reins to be a little bit better. And I know how tough it is. You know, back when I played, it wasn't as tough. But today it's pretty tough. You know, they got a lot of fine athletes out there. But I'm glad to see Georgia still on top. You know, they're still considered one of the powerhouse teams in college football. So that's a good thing.
And, of course, when you were there from 80 to 82, I mean, a lot of people consider Georgia, a lot of schools lay claim to tailback you. Georgia can certainly lay claim to it. And you consider the recent run, you know, Todd Gurley, and then Todd Gurley gets suspended and hurt last year, and Nick Chubb comes in and in the last eight games rushes for over 1,300 yards. I was just kind of curious, have you had a favorite Georgia tailback since you've left, that you've liked watching?
Well, you know, there's been a couple of them, and there is no doubt right now Nick Chubb is exciting to watch because he's a throwback. He's one of those throwback running backs that can go out and carry the ball 20, 25 times a game and come back the next week and do the same thing. And I'm happy to see him there. You know, and I think people have forgot about Marshall. You know, Marshall is still there. Even though Gurley left, but Marshall's still there. And then Michelle, you know, this is going to be a great time for Georgia running backs. You know, for years, USC was known as a running back U for college football, but I think there's not a doubt in anyone's mind today. I think Georgia has changed that outlook around a little bit, and they become the running back U for college football, at least running back U if style.
You're listening to former Georgia tailback Herschel Walker here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Of course, Herschel will be joining us here in Chattanooga at the Mountain Education Fund. He will be the guest speaker September 10th. If you are interested in tickets, you can go to meftoday.org. Herschel, kind of give us a little preview. I mean, what is your message? I know you had an up-and-down ride through public school, and it was well-documented in your SEC story. What is your message to those who are looking to help kids in public schools today?
My message is, first of all, to congratulate them and tell them thank you because I think when we start looking at our leaders, and I'm talking about our leaders in Washington, I don't think they're looking at it in the right manner because education is so, so important. We continue to say that kids are our future, but yet we're trying to take that education away, which I don't really understand that. And now since we have, we have a new president about to be elected in the next year or so, you don't hear anyone talking about education. Education is so important, so to hear what they're doing there is so important. So I want to thank them, first of all, and try to encourage people to buy a table, not buy a table just to come out to see Herschel Walker, but buy a table to help fund the foundation. Because whenever you can give a kid an education, you give him self-worth, at the same time, you help that kid to overcome problems in his life, whether it's obesity, whether it's bullying, whether it's anything, because that kid is going to start feeling good about himself. For years, I've told people that you can be president of the United States with an education, But you can't be president of the United States if you just play football or you only play for a little while. So that education is so important. So I want to just thank the foundation there for bringing me there to raise money, because that's so important.
It is, and you're 100% right, Herschel. And you said a couple of words that got me thinking. 30-plus years ago, out of the University of Georgia, you signed with a guy named Donald Trump. How has the last 6 months, does it remind you of what he was? Are you shocked about who he's become? I mean, what is Donald Trump 2.0 in your eyes?
Well, not at all. You know, Donald and I, we've stayed close through all of this. You know, I've been with his family, and I tell everybody I've known him before he became the Donald. And what's strange about it, I think the polls are showing, I think the people today, that we want something different. I think it's telling everybody we want something different, from Mr. Carson, Ben Carson, to the young lady that's running. I think those are people that had nothing to do with politics, but yet you see them moving up in the polls, and I think the people are speaking that we want something different. I think what we have to do is listen to those people there. What I mean by that is listen to those people that have not been in office. Listen to their policy. Listen to what they got to say, because if we want to see a change, we got to have something new. We've had Congress people that have been in Washington for years, and nothing has changed. It's not Obama's fault. It's not the Bush fault, and not Clinton. This country has been coming down, going downhill for a long time. But if you look at a lot of the people that have been in Congress, they've been there 12 years. They've been there a long time, and we still got the same old, same old. So I think now people are looking at Trump, they're looking at Carson, they're looking at people that had nothing to do with politics to see if they can see a change somewhere. But I think the change has got to start, first of all, with us. We have to change first, and I think the foundation is doing it by saying that's what they want to educate kids. When you have people in Washington want to take more from kids, but I'm so happy to see that you have some people that's speaking out, said we need to educate kids, because that's how we're going to put good kids in America, is to give them a good education.
You're listening to former Georgia tailback Herschel Walker here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Herschel, we could also refer you to as former Cowboys running back, former Vikings, former Eagles, former Giants. When you look back at your NFL career, you had success. Did you have any regrets? And I was kind of curious, who do you pull for? Do you consider yourself, I know you consider yourself red and black when it comes to college. Who's your team? Is it you played more with the most with Dallas? Are they your team?
Well, you know what's so strange about it is this is what's weird. I'm still living in Dallas, and there's no doubt I pull for the Cowboys when I see them playing. And, you know, I would pull for Atlanta, even though I had no ties with Atlanta, but Atlanta is always home. And I would pull for players. You know, I think, first of all, it'll be Dallas, then Atlanta. And then I pull for, you know, friends of mine, because I like to see them do well. But and I tell everyone, I think I played in a lot of those different states just in case I ever run for office, I can carry that state or something. Maybe that'll help me out a little bit. But it is strange, because I had a great time in Minnesota. I had a wonderful time. I think Minnesota was one of the best places I ever lived in my life. Philadelphia was a city that I learned that, you know what, you want to stick to working. You don't want to go in that city just talking. You want to go out there. You want to work. New York was a city that I learned that there's a lot of good people there. They're serious about business. It's business. If you want to do business, that's where you want to be at. Dallas is more of a slower pace, but, you know, they have a lot of people here. It's almost like Atlanta, where you have a lot of melting pot of people from different areas coming in. But, you know, one of the things that I think that has been great for me is I don't regret anything. And the reason I don't regret anything, because I think – even the bad points in my life have made me a better person. And that's why I tell kids today, sometimes don't look back. When you make a decision, make that decision, you go full ahead of steam. But because if you start looking back, you may miss out what's in front of you. You know, I've been blessed. You know, like I said, I've had my downs, but my ups has been better than the downs. And I tell people, a lot of people know my story, but they don't know all the glory that I've had. And the glory I've had is just being blessed.
And Herschel, there's no doubt you were unstoppable on the field. You had a really good, you were unstoppable in your MMA stint with Ronda Rousey getting all this attention now. She's challenged Floyd Mayweather. What if she challenged Herschel Walker? What would you say, and how long would you need?
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to get in the cage with it, but if she had to challenge Herschel Walker, It wouldn't take that long for me to put her down, but I probably would never do that because my mom has always told me I'm not supposed to fight a woman. And it was sad that Runner challenged Floyd because, you know, I think a lot of people have put a lot of talk against Floyd Mayweather. And I said, guys, you know what's so funny about Floyd? Floyd is winning his fight. Whether he wins by not knocking someone out, but he's winning. And he's the champion. When he's the champion, everyone else has got to go in and they got to knock him off. It's been so hard for anyone else to do, and you've seen it many times. There have been so many great fighters that have stepped in that ring against Floyd, and Floyd made them look bad. And they blame Floyd for making them look bad. He didn't fight. He didn't fight. Well, I thought the objective to football, the objective to basketball, the objective to fighting is winning. And this guy's been winning, and Runner's been winning. So they're too great at what they do. But I would not. I probably wouldn't even go to the fight if they have thought of putting Floyd and Runner in the same fight. Like I said, if she challenged me, I probably would say no, Runner. I don't want to do it because I think she's an incredible, incredible lady fighter. But I think when she wants to step in there with a man, I think it'd be a little bit different. And like I said, it wouldn't take me that long to put her down.
And Herschel, I got to ask one more before we let you go. You've been great. I've always wanted to know this as an SEC football fan. Obviously, you won the Heisman as a junior. You won the national championship as a freshman. When you look back at your Georgia years, what was your best year at Georgia?
Well, I think my freshman year. I think my freshman year because I've learned so much. I think one of the most important things, and it has nothing to do with winning the national championship, but what it has to do with, I have a coach there by the name of Vince Dooley. That coach taught this team how we had to stay together, we had to play together, that we can accomplish great things. And I think because of that teaching that he taught us, as when I got there as a freshman, we carried it over through the time that I was there. We beat a lot of people that were better than we were, they were bigger than we were, they were faster than we were, but we stayed together as a team. And I've carried that philosophy through my business, that you had to be on one page, you had to get along with each other, you had to think alike, you had to do alike. That's when your business is going to be successful, and I think it's the same with this country right now. But this country is hurting the way it's hurting right now. We got to get out of this donkey and this elephant, this Republican and this Democratic. We need to get back onto one page. One page is making this country a great country, meaning creating jobs, making this an equal playing field between other countries and this country. And I think that's what's going to make this country as wonderful as it is us being on one page, and that's what they taught me as a freshman at the University of Georgia.
Herschel Walker, he will be here September 6th speaking to the Mountain Education Fund on Signal Mountain. Herschel, we thank you so much for taking the time and joining us here on Press Row.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for having me on. I hope to see a lot of people out there because I want to see Signal Mountain do very, very well so we can continue to educate kids because kids are our future.
Herschel, thank you so much. Herschel Walker joining us here on Press Row. We'll open up the Hardy's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.